episode 340 of You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. Sorry for the abbreviated episode last week. And I say abbreviated not because I put up a shortened version, but because I screwed up and I thought everything was going fine while I was recording the call. And then the episode was over and I went to go back and listen to it and it was just complete silence. So luckily, fortunately, I should say, I don't believe in luck, but fortunately, my guest was recording on their end and we got like 30 minutes of the conversation, and there's going to be a sequel because we talked about a lot of stuff. The episode ended up being like an hour and 40 minutes, hour and 50 minutes, but we got 30 minutes of that. And so if you enjoyed that conversation with C.A. Mattson, buckle up, because I foresee a second episode in the future. And they invited me on their podcast as well, called Left on the List, just in case that wasn't on the abbreviated version. I didn't re-listen to what was captured and what wasn't, because that would have been, I was already pretty disappointed in myself, so I just made sure that it had sound on either end, clipped it to the theme song, and then sent it onto the internet. I was also having trouble tethering it to my phone's internet so that I could hook it up to the regular internet, and then I just asked my sister lives in town, and I was like, well, can I come over and get some electricity from my portable battery and maybe grab a shower and post my podcast? And so that's what I did. Let's see what's going on with me this week. I wrote and recorded a new song. It's pretty basic, but I did five separate tracks into one, and it's called Homeless Not Hopeless, and it's up on my Bandcamp page, reallygladyoucame.bandcamp.com. The podcast I do with my dad called Star Trek Enterpods is up to episode 11. Yeah, episode 11. And what I didn't realize when I've been posting them is that the Anchor platform, I don't know. It's weird because it cuts you off at an hour, which is fine because most podcasts are around an hour. But if I were to do You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp on Anchor, it would be a very different show, because there's been episodes where it went 4.5 hours, and I'm like, that's cool, because it was all interesting talk, but then there's also been episodes that are like 30 minutes, and I don't know, I think my shortest one is 15 minutes, but I'm just chilling here in this parking lot where I've been sleeping. And I wrote that song, and I made a music video. I put it up on my Twitter, at Dougathan, D-O-U-G-A-T-H-A-N, and just retweeting the podcast through Yamatat on Twitter, Y-A-M-A-T-A-T. If you're listening to this, you already know this, I guess. Maybe some people are like, 340? Whoa, I guess I'll check that out, starting with this one. But yeah, it's my second bout with homelessness, and it's been weird, especially because of COVID, the pandemic, you know, that whole thing, wear a mask to protect yourself and others, but mostly yourself. Like, There's so many selfish people out there who are like, I don't care about other people. And it's like, yeah, but if you breathe it in, you'll also get it. Or maybe you have it and you don't know and you're asymptomatic. And there's so many stand-up shows that are being canceled because there's comedians who are still out there not wearing masks and being like, I don't care. And then they get it. And it's like, yeah, you fucking should have cared. Like, it's careless, but it's also really dumb. It's really dumb to not wear a mask right now when you're outside, when you're around people. 'Cause I understand, like, if you're at your house and you're in the backyard or whatever kind of yard you might have, and if you live with other people and they don't have it, then yeah, you don't have to wear a mask indoors at all times or in the backyard. But when you're driving around and then you go to a store or something, just wear a fucking mask. It's really easy. And it's not political. It's science based, and people who don't believe in it are truly dumb. Like, so fucking dumb to be like, oh, well, what? Water vapor can escape my mouth when I breathe out? I don't think so. It's like, well, you're a fucking dumbass piece of shit, and you should just wear a mask. Robert Fuller's death was just concluded by the LAPD or Los Angeles Sheriff's Department as a suicide, and it was definitely not a suicide. So fuck the police, defund the police, normalize placing bear traps around police. Oh man, I want to see so many cops just step into bear traps and be like, oh fuck, oh no, what have I done? Fuck the police, seriously. It's a stupid profession that should have never existed. And there's people way better equipped to deal with every scenario that cops go into. Fuck the police. Let's see here. Like I said, episode 340 of the podcast. It's July right now. We got, I think 310 was 6 years of the podcast. So if I'm 30 more in, then 22 more weeks. And baby, we got 7 years of me talking into a microphone, mostly with a guest. But at this point, I'm gonna guess that the solo apps have overtaken how many guest apps there have been. Is that right? I hope not. I hope there's still more guest apps. But it's my favorite kind of episode. And if you're out there listening and you're like, well, I'm interesting, or like, I have stuff to say about, I don't know. I don't want to just open up the floodgates and be like, hey, who wants to be on it? Because I don't want to talk to everyone on my podcast. Like, people who don't want to wear a mask because they think it's their right to not wear a mask, I don't need to talk to you on my podcast. You're probably a stupid, ignorant, selfish piece of shit, and I don't need to care about your point of view in the world. Now, if you don't like wearing a mask, because I don't like it, like, no one who's wearing them is like, ah, I'm so safe and warm in this mask, it feels so great. Like, if you run into that type of person, that's pretty crazy. Like, that's on the complete other end of not wanting to wear a mask because it's my right. Like, there's no fucking right. There's no constitutional right that says anything about wearing a mask. There's nothing in any law that says
wearing or not wearing a mask. It's just medical science saying, hey, there's a virus out there, and just to be safe, if y'all wear a mask, then it'll probably just die out, and anyone who gets it by chance, there will be very way lower numbers. That's it. That's all it is. Wear the hashtag wear a damn mask. It needs to be updated to wear a fucking mask. Got. Oh man, I got a call earlier today that was like, hey, we're calling from such and such business that you applied to. Would you be able to come in for an interview on Monday? And technically, if I would have busted my ass and been like, I can be there on Monday, then I could have. But this job was in Los Angeles, and I am currently in fucking Utah. I got communication about a residual that was trying to make it to me, and I called the company, and I was like, hey, so I don't know how this works really, like what? And they go, okay, looks like it's from this, and we just need an updated mailing address, because I think they maybe tried to send it, and there was a return to sender situation, hopefully, but I gave them the updated address, and then they go, okay, it's going to be like 30 to 40 business days till it gets to you. And that's about 2 months. Like month and a half, 2 months. And so I'm going to stay here until I get that. And then I'm going to leave because I'm keeping my expenses so fucking low. Like the most thing I'm spending money on is Mountain Dew and like maybe $3 a day for fast food. But that's not even every day. And then a couple bucks for ice for my cooler to keep the Mountain Dew cold, because room temp Mountain Dew in Utah heat would fucking kill me. Could you imagine warm Mountain Dew? I have drunk. That's the correct grammar. I have drunk hot Mountain Dew, and it was not good. Could you imagine? That was after a trip to the Grand Canyon. Me and my cousins and their two friends hiked the Grand Canyon. I don't know if I've told this story on here before. I'm sure I probably have, but just to abbreviate it, we hiked down and back. We camped down in the like fucking beautiful oasis that's down in the middle of the Grand Canyon for a couple days, and then we hiked back. And on the way back, I was so fucking dehydrated that at a certain point, me and one of my cousins stopped and kind of laid down on the switchbacks. And we were just like, oh man, oh boy, oh wow, well, we wow. And then someone who was going up the switchback behind us was like, hey, you guys need a drink? We've got extra, like we're fine, we're gonna be fine getting up to the top. And we were like, oh, thank you. And it was a Gatorade, and it was so thirsty. thirst quenching. It was, and it gave us the energy to get back up to the top. And then once we got to the top, there was Mountain Dew in the trunk of the car, and I drank one, and it was hot and not satisfying, but again, thirst quencher, because there is technically water in Mountain Dew. There's technically orange juice in there too, but I know it's not healthy. So once I get that residual in the mail, I'm going to move back to LA. I think I'm going to stop off in San Diego County first, which I know it's not on the way, it's past it, but I'm also going to stop off in the Bay Area because my uncle is holding a bunch of my stuff for me, and if I position everything carefully, I can definitely fit all my stuff in the van, and that's going to be incredible because I'll have that physical burden just away from him, and there'll be no more silent resentment. I'm sure there's a little bit right now, but listen, I'm trying to get my life together and it's not easy, especially right now. What with getting fired from that burger place that I worked for saying that people, that customers should be mandated to wear masks, should be required. And now the whole entire fucking state of Utah is going to be shutting down and requiring masks outside because people are fucking stupid for not wearing masks. Man, this, the title of this episode is going to have a mask in it somewhere, I'm sure. I'm thinking of releasing, I guess, my third podcast. I'm not going to tell you what it's called yet, but once I release it, I will. It's going to be exciting. I'm not going to say too much because it's, let's just say the reason for the pod has been a long time coming and I didn't know. That's so general. If anyone can possibly pick apart what my third podcast is going to be from that, then you are a detective and don't tell anyone. But if you think you know what my third podcast is about just from the very little detail I just said, email me at yamatatpodcast@gmail.com or reach out to me on Twitter. Actually, don't say it on Twitter. Oh, fuck. Just because if you get it right, then I don't want to. If you get it right, then I want to reward you by letting you know that you were right. If it's in an email, which is kind of like an electric letter, or a silent phone call, then I can tell you. It's crazy how late the Walltown employees stay here. It's 10 o'clock. They were closed at 8:30. Like, I get that there's a cleanup crew and there's parts of it at the end of the night, and but shit, man, I don't know. I guess also because whoever's in there before 8:30, they still have the permission from the store to check out.
But
so that probably goes till 9, and then it, and then till 10 till you get off work. Yeah, I guess there's probably some people who don't get off there till 11 or 12. There's a whole grocery department. Anyway, my sister, my youngest sister and her husband and their child are moving to Hawaii very soon, in a few days, a couple days. A couple days from when this airs, but who knows when you're going to listen to it, if you listen to it, if anyone listens to it. Does anyone listen to it? And that's wild because it's really far away. Once they get there, they're going to be on lockdown for 2 weeks for quarantine. And then once the 2 weeks are up, I mean, I'm sure it's still really chaotic there with COVID, with the pandemic, with coronavirus. And, you know, the United States handled this very poorly. And it's easy to blame the one person in charge because he's an ignorant dumbass who is all ego and doesn't care anything about what anyone says unless it has to do with him. And he's got a whole cabinet of people who are like, we're gonna steer you in the right direction. But some of those people don't give a fuck about what direction this is going. They're just like, as long as we stay in here and we keep getting money, then I'm cool with whatever he does. Are you cool with whatever he does? Yeah, if you're not, then he'll fire you. Okay. Fucking idiots. Fucking lemmings. Fucking moths to the flame. Most, if not all, conservatives are just lemmings. Just fucking followers. Fucking sheep. Just following what you've been told. It's like science. I feel like I'm a little high already, but I'm not. I haven't, didn't smoke since yesterday. But science tells us to examine everything, question everything. Hypothesis. Oh shit. What are all the steps? Hypothesis. Conclusion. The scientific method. It seems like a lot of people are missing all the steps in between hypothesis and conclusion. Just like me when I'm explaining it. But I know how to feel out the steps. Basically, you have a theory about something. You test it out. You check a lot of different sources. You maybe write about it, maybe document it, maybe put it down somewhere, maybe on audio, maybe on video. Maybe on paper, maybe on a computer, just writing it down. And then you report your findings. And there's just so many people out there who are like, well, I think this, so it must be that. And you're like, whoa, did you even think further than what you think. I think this, so that. Well, fucking calm down, Geronimo. Calm down, fucking, trigger finger. Happy trigger. What the fuck is this? Oh, are they actually parked in a parking spot? I applaud you, you fucking weirdo, coming to a Walmart parking lot at 10:11 p.m. For what reason? Just sitting there with your lights on. Just fucking sitting there. I watched Nikki Glaser's. Oh shit! I spelled her last name wrong. No, I didn't. Did I? G-L-A-S? G-L-A-Z. I think it's S. Anyway, I watched her speed dating thing on Instagram Live earlier. And it's funny because I submitted myself as well. Just to be like, you know what? Yeah, I could date Nikki Glaser. Why not? Like, we do have some friends in common, some comedians. But I don't know. I think she seems very cool. And I'm like, I don't know if she's polyamorous. I'm polyamorous. But it was funny because one of the people that she talked to on the speed dating was like, I'm unemployed right now. I got to be real. And she's like, that's okay. I'm rich. I'm like, hey, sugar mama. Oh, shit. What are all these sirens for? I mean, probably an emergency. Sounds like a fire. Still sitting there with your lights on, which means your car's probably on, which means you're fucking psycho. Like, who does that? Who just sits in a parking spot, car on, fully on, lights on? Like, why are your headlights on if you're just fucking sitting there? Dumbass. Am I your man, Mr. Dumbass? I go talk to them. Hey, what are you doing here? And they'll go, I could ask you the same question. And then I'll go, well, I'm sleeping here because I'm homeless. And they'll go, oh. And then I'll go, so what are you doing here? And then they'll go, I don't know. Just hanging out in the Walmart parking lot, you know, because I'm a fucking loser. I mean, granted, there is nothing to do here in Utah right now. A lot of businesses are closed. Most businesses are closed. But at the end of the night, if you have a house, go to your fucking house. Are you too good for your home? Go to your home, you fucking loser. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, shit. That's my catchphrase. That's my new catchphrase. So wear a mask. Check out my music video. The full thing is up on my Twitter. Twitter.com/Dougathan. Dougathan. The full song is up at reallyglad.bandcamp.com. You can stream it for free. And if you actually feel like buying it, who buys music anymore these days, right? Especially from a fucking nobody like me. But I only have it up there for 69 cents. If you can't spare 69 cents for a 1 minute and 5 second song that brings you joy, then I don't know what to tell you. Find a new hobby. Don't ever listen to music again. If you're listening to my podcast and you check out that song and you're like, oh, this kind of bops a little bit, and you still don't want to buy it, fucking what the fuck do you want? I don't know. I just make shit that I think is cool and fun. And if people like it, great. And if they don't, fucking fine. I was like, earlier I tweeted, I have FOPO, fear of podcast overload, because if you listen to podcasts, I mean, if you're listening to this, fucking thank you, but if you listen to any others, 5 or 6 others, maybe 10 others, maybe, but I have about 20 to 30 podcasts that I listen to, and not all of them on a regular basis, because some of them have gone from weekly to daily, which I think the Daily Zeitgeist was the first podcast to do that. And just quick shout out to Daily Zeitgeist. I've hopped back on after hearing about the pod and listening to it way back when it started. But they had Jamie Loftus on recently. Shout out to Jamie. She was on my podcast. She was also on my stand-up show, Duplex Comedy Suplex. They had Teresa Lee on. Shout out to Teresa. She did my podcast before. They've had a lot of great comics on there, and they just kind of talk about the news and just what it means to the world and shit. And it's a really good breakdown of the events of the day or the previous day. But yeah, so if you have gone to daily podcasts, which it's a lot to be like, you know what, I know you've been listening every week, but here's another special treat. And you're like, wait, I still gotta live my life. How? And here I am talking about a third podcast that I'm about to start. I'm like, I'm afraid of podcast overload. And also, though, I've got a really fun podcast idea that I want people to listen to only if they want to listen to it. I'm not going to force the issue. But yeah, podcast overload. It can be overwhelming. One, I don't know. I hope that if there are listeners out there, Yamitators, if you're out there, hit me up on some kind of social media. You know how to find me already. Yamitat on Twitter. Dougathan on Twitter. Yamitatpodcast@gmail.com. I hope that what I've been able to contribute in my years on this planet has been fruitful for, I mean, anyone. It's been fruitful for me because, like, if you listen to any other podcast besides this one, which you probably do, and you're probably like, what's he going to go on about this time? Then you know that when people talk shits out, it can get heady, and it can get important, and it can get deep. It can also be really ridiculous and funny and sad and confusing. But I really, really love and appreciate this medium, and I'm glad that I started when I did. Came up with a new munchie. If you take a spoonful, or not even full, of peanut butter, and then dip it into Cocoa Pebbles, and you get some chocolate peanut butter goodness. So fucking good.
I'm gonna eat some of that after I record this. Ugh.
And will I post this right after recording it? Maybe. But maybe I'll smoke 5 to 10 bowls and fall into a deep slumber and then post it tomorrow, aka today, if you're listening on Friday. I'm so disappointed that in myself that last week's episode just it said it was recording, and I had it on. You know, I think it might have been, especially with that app that is gone now. I fucking uninstalled that shit. But I had unplugged the phone or my headphones, and so I was recording it on speakerphone. But the thing with that app is there was no indication besides it saying it's recording that it was recording. And this new one, there's no indication either, but I've already tested it out a couple times and it does work. Just, I think it's got to be on speaker so it's loud enough, but and I think this wired headset does help, because I'm talking into it right now. How's the sound quality sound, huh? I'll never know, because no one ever reaches out. No one fucking reaches out. I think I even titled an episode, like, please respond. I know I've titled an episode, help. But like I've tweeted in the past, people don't always respond to reaches out for help. Reaching out? I think I'm done with the episode. Tell people where to find it. If you tell two people, if anyone and everyone listening to this told two people about this podcast, and you could lead them to a specific episode in the past. You don't have to say start with this one and then work your way back, or start on the first one and work your way forward. You could literally just say, hey, listen to his Jamie Loftus episode, it's pretty good, or listen to his episode with Jackie Cation, it was really good, or listen to his episode with Dave Ross and Hampton Yunt and Andrew Michon and Chris Thayer and Alan Strickland Williams, and, you know, just fucking, there's Barbara Gray. Like, I've had so many amazing episodes, And some of them are going to be better than others. That's just a fact of life. You're not going to like every single episode of a TV show exactly the same as the others. That's also a fact of life. You're not going to like every sequel of a movie series the exact same as the first one. But that said, if anyone out there is listening and enjoys my show and enjoys me as a personality and enjoys my comedy and maybe my music and my art, my font, Face It font, that's available to buy at dougathan.threadless.com on many different items. Skate decks, phone cases, water bottles, throw pillows, t-shirts, hoodies, shower curtains, bath mats, towels, etc. Stickers, magnets, wall art. But, if you enjoy my shit, then share it. It's literally the least you can do to just say, hey, check this out. I mean, and also I'm homeless right now, so if you want to donate to my Venmo, it's Doug-Culp, that's CULP, just like in the title of the podcast. My Cash App is Cash Symbol, Doug's Nugs, DougsNugs. And my PayPal is paypal.me/Dougathan, DougaThan. This has been You and Me in Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp, and think of an episode title later. Later.